wow, still, you know, kind of fresh getting back together, and there's already major controversy going on in Jason Goodman's marriage. What could it be?
And we have started watching the show Temptation Island.
Oh.
I've never watched it before, but somehow I scrolled across it, and I'm the one on Netflix. I didn't realize there's different shows like that on different.
There's like a
network.
UK. There's a.
Well,
right?
USA has one.
Oh, okay.
And it's like season two on USA, which is confusing because there's season two on Netflix.
Ah.
Something like that. So we start watching the show, and I started watching it myself. I'm like, this is really good. There was three girls in season two, and I'm like, that girl's smoking hot, that girl's hot, and that girl's okay because she has brunette hair. And I was like, this girl is a 10 for me right now. And she will say, ooh, that guy's really attractive. If I say the girl's really attractive, how dare you? That is, I'm to blame for the girl that I think is a 10. But when she says that guy's attractive, and he is with the abs and everything else, that's okay. You see the two sets of rules there?
Yeah, that's not fair.
That's why women are crazy.
No.
Is that not true?
Because here I am telling you to stop watching the show.
I get that,
but
do you see my point?
I do. I see what you're saying. I also would never put myself in the situation. Like my self-esteem.
Okay, so you're tempted
solo.
And you're afraid of doing
something.
No,
I just don't want to watch it with my husband because I don't want him to see perfect specimen on the television and then look over and be like, oh.
And by the way, there she is.
By the way,
my CPAP machine on, my sleep mask, and my retainer.
Right.
You know, like I don't.
No.
Yeah.
And by the way, just for the record, the girl that I thought was smoking hot, that was a 10. Then there was a 9, and there was a 7 or an 8, which was the brunette. I actually went to a 10 with the brunette and down to a 6 with the blonde, based off their personality.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Then,
hometown hero.
Bravo.
After I'm already on edge, which I'm a little on edge, after our argument just last night over the show, I come in, I'm like, this is ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. And she says this guy with the tattoos and the beard is attractive.
There we go again.
I come in and there's a gift, a pink bag, just sitting there. I didn't really pay attention to it. It was pink.
Oh, here at work.
So I thought some girl, I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe somebody had wrapped it or you wrapped. So it's just sitting here in this big bag. And then I don't even pay attention to it. I go to start doing some production stuff. And Matt, who's in another room, hits the button and goes, hey, Jason, if you wouldn't mind, that's a gift for Carol. I'm like, what?
From who?
And he goes, yeah, you know, it's a belated birthday present. And
from,
I'm like,
from who?
Matt!
What?
And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell? We just argued about this entire show, and she's accepting some kind of like they're exchanging presents now on birthdays.
Yeah,
and she already said that Matt's attractive.
She did say that. Mm-hmm. She did.
And I'm looking at Matt and just staring at him, and he does it. He's dead serious. I'm like, well, this is some kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this is crazy. So I'm processing this the whole time. I'm like, now am I wrong about that? Am I getting gaslit the whole show? I mean, I can't believe there's a gift on the table that Matt brought in to give to Carol. And I couldn't figure out the hell of it. And then Matt's telling me, yeah, it's a gift for Carol for hours yesterday.
Did you look in it?
No, I didn't. I was going to.
I would have. I was looking at it in a second.
But Matt was right in the window, so I didn't want to do it while Matt was looking at me.
It was a mold of his penis.
Yeah.
So then
it's fine. We're just his birthday gift.
So then he was leaving and he comes into the studio and goes, hey, I'm going to put that in your office just to make sure you don't forget and give it to Carol. It's important.
Matt.
And I grabbed it and I walked out, put it on his desk.
Wow.
Nice.
Turns out it was not a gift for Matt. It was something Matt knew somebody from her preschool that was giving her a gift for the classroom. But it was all wrapped up. You saw it here.
It was beautiful.
Anyways, that's what it was.
That's the only thing I knew. I knew it was for the preschool thing. He said, just, I didn't know what was in it. He said, but just go along with it.
I took the bag home.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't undo this because it's done perfectly. Like tissue paper and me don't work out well. So I'm just drive home the bag. Don't say anything. Leave it on the counter. Didn't say anything. Met her at the pool for an hour. Came back home and I just looked at her like, two sets of rules. If all of a sudden somebody else that she thought was, that I thought was attractive, well, obviously I don't think Katie is, I would, and she gave
me. Why?
She's catching strays.
I don't know. I'm just literally sitting here.
You might be attracted to other people.
Sitting here.
You might be attractive to other people.
To me, there's no connection.
You might be attractive To someone.
Someone.
Somewhere.
There's a blind guy. There's a
maybe if they have eyes.
Right. Right. They're a cataract.
There's a big difference. The big difference is she has called in and made a statement that she thinks Matt's attractive.
She has.
That's right. That is the difference. That
is the difference. You don't have to take it out on me that it upset you that your wife did that.
I'm just making a point that I'm not attractive. So if you bought me if you bought me a gift and left it on the counter and say, hey, bring and Carol was there and she's like, yeah, bring that to Jason for his belated
birthday. She wouldn't worry because she wouldn't worry.
Got it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So, still hurtful for me, but that's fine.
So I leave it on the counter. Finally, we come home, and I'm just looking at her, very silent. And she opens up this. She's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, from Matt. And she's like, oh, that's interesting. She opens it up, and it's a bunch of kids' books. And I'm like, well, that's an odd gift that Matt would give.
She's having his baby. What if? Oh,
Lord. And he can blame you because you're not using protection.
Exactly. So it turned out that Matt was playing a joke on me, yes. Which, by the way, made our argument even worse over Temptation Island. Literally, we're distancing each other. We're just giving them the side eye. So anyways.
Jason, stop watching the show.
I
turn it off.
It's or don't watch it together.
Don't watch it together. What would Pastor Jonathan say?
I don't know.
Not worth it.
It's not. Ask him.
It's not helping. Yeah.
I don't,
what do you think about Temptation Island? Yeah. We're fighting all the time.
I don't know. But it's a great show. And
it's one thing
watching.
To have a discussion. It's another thing if you're fighting and starting bringing up things from the past. Uh-huh. Or like you would do that. Oh, you'd be a cheater. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I would not do that anymore.
So that's where we're at.
Okay,
pretty good.
You have the power to stop it.
The show's great. And there's no way I can stop it now because we have two more episodes left. I have to find out what happened.
I think you just watch it separately. If you guys cannot watch it to get... Well,
almost impossible.
You have to make the decision.
It's possible.
Yeah, it is possible. No. Watch it here at work before you leave.
No.
Well?
I can't concentrate.
Okay. You have options. If you choose not to take them, that's on you.
If you're back at Adam Arthur, our attorney, over this, we told you so.
We did.
We told you so.
Loud and clear.
You were warned.
You'd be court like, what? So what is your issue with the plaintiff? Well, on Temptation Island, like, all right. Send them both to jail.
And had I known this was going on, I wouldn't have played that joke yesterday.
No, it makes it better.
Thanks, man.
It makes it way better.
Because I came in, I set it down, I looked at Jared, and I said, this is for Carol. Just tell him you saw me bring in a gift for Carol.
And then the whole time, because, you know, we leave the, you know, during like a break or whatever to use the bathroom, I figured Jason asked somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sitting like right in front of him.
It was.
And he never said anything about it.
Because it was pink and girly. So I'm like, what?
Okay,
it didn't bother. I thought like Katie, like
she just left it over there.
Yeah, the tissue paper was really nice, so I'm like, oh, Katie must have done that.
I was waiting for Jason to ask who the because I don't want to be like, hey, that gift's from Matt to Carol.
I just didn't think of it. But to be clear, we have two more episodes to get through. I have to watch them, and she has to watch them.
Okay.
So we're gonna suffer through two more episodes.
Okay,
and I hope that we can, I hope we can make it through season three.
Look, you have two more to get through. And you're going to go for another season?
I don't, this is so hard not to watch it.
Mm-hmm. You're doing this to yourself.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what's going on.
Okay.
You know, Katie, you know, there's things, I had a repeat situation. And at some point, Katie's like, you know, if anything goes wrong.
It's on you.
It's on you. And I'm like, yep, you're right. Yep. So to be consistent, this one's going to be on you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, enjoy. Nothing's on her.
Huh?
Nothing's on.
No, it's on both of you.
Both of you.
Both of you guys. Yeah. Yeah. Does she think you guys should be watching it still?
When I look at her and we're just silently watching, I look out of the side of my eye and I can tell by her facial expressions that she's thinking about, ooh, if he did this, I would bash his face in. Like, she's doing that the whole time. So it's aggravating and it's making the show even better because it's becoming really tense in the room.
Oh, that's fun. Your idea of entertainment is different than mine.
That's not how I like to relax at the end of the night.
No, not at all. All right. Well, let's know how it goes. If you're here, if you're not here Monday, we know it didn't go well.
Two more episodes.
He got those episodes in, but it caused his death.
That's right.